A question I've had for many years that might be rather surprising to you coming from a priest is, why does Christmas matter to me? Why does Christmas matter to us today? You know, we know what this feast, this celebration represents, tells us about. God became man. 2,000 years ago, the universe changed with God becoming like one of us. But a question I've always had is, why does that matter to me? What impact does it make? Yes, it changed the world, the whole world. But how does it change my world? What does it do for me? This question was put very well by a poem by G.K. Chesterton, his poem, The Nativity. And the last line of the poem is this: have you come to the earth for our teaching, to heal and to train and to warn? How can we know, knowing only, a child is born? What does a child born in Bethlehem mean to you and to me? My friends, I've searched for answers to that question. I know many theological reasons why. But it wasn't until 8 months ago, about 10 months ago now, that my mind was able to rest in an answer. You know, sometimes, especially with questions about the faith, we may know intellectually something is true, but inside, we are wrapped up. We cannot rest in the answer until a certain way it's phrased and presented to us allows us to say, yes, I understand now. I can fully believe in this. 8 months ago, or 10 months ago, I took a group of young adults down to inner city Baltimore. We went on Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent, which incidentally turned out to be Valentine's Day. And our goal was very simple. Given that it was Lent, beginning of Lent, and Valentine's Day, we thought on this day, when so many people go out to eat with their significant other, they're a reminder of wanting someone to be there for you, with you. We thought, who in our society often doesn't have anybody for them, with them? Who in our society is alone so often for most of their life? The homeless. So me and this group of young adults, we went down to the city, and we said, our goal is very simple. We're going to take some homeless people and take them to dinner. Buy them dinner. So we took several different people, and it was an amazing night, just being able to take people who did not expect this gift, to be able to just take them out to dinner. But the last young man that I took out to dinner was, for me, the most significant and the most memorable. My brother and I took this young man, Zachary, to Chick-fil-A. That's where he wanted to go. So I was like, okay, we'll go to Chick-fil-A for dinner. And we sat down and started to have a conversation over our meal. We asked him, Zachary, why don't you tell us about yourself? And Zach was 18 years old, and his mother had died a year before. And outside of an aunt who was a drug addict and lived several states away, Zach had no other family. He had been living on the street since his mother had died, and since in the last 3 months, he had been in the hospital 3 times. Zach was poor, alone, and just had this overall feeling of despair in his heart. So as we have this conversation, eventually Zach turns the questions on us, and he says, where are you from? And I said, I'm from Severna Park, my brother's from Frederick. And he kind of sat back in his chair at that point and thought a little bit, and he said, so you're telling me that you came all the way down here tonight just to be with me? And I kind of stepped back as well. I said, yes, that's exactly why we're here. We just came down to be with you. And Zach couldn't believe it. He said, no, wait a second. You're telling me you came down here just to be with me, to buy me a meal, to talk with me. And I had to convince him, yes, that's exactly why we came. And we want to tell you how much you are loved, not just by us, but by God. My friends, I've been searching for answers for the question of why Christmas matters. And right there in that conversation, I realized it wasn't just some small act of love of going down to Baltimore to buy some homeless kid a meal. Beautiful as that is, Almighty God, the creator of the universe, came to earth, became a human being just to be with us because he loved us. That is extraordinary. I suddenly got it. It was like, yes, this is the miracle of Christmas. This is incredible. That God, out of his love for us, just wanted to be with us. Miserable, sinful as we are, in dealing with the suffering and chaos of life, Jesus said, I want to be with them. I'm going to become one of them. We all know that his mission didn't just end there, but rather he mounted the wood of the cross for us, out of love for us, and died for us. But his love was too great, and after 3 days, rose again. My friends, this is the meaning of Christmas, that God wanted to be with us. But one thing for us as we reflect on this reality, really reflect that, look at it square in the face. Our reaction is kind of like Zachary's, I would think. Can we really believe this? We almost be talked into it. Are you serious? God, you would come out of love for me down to earth? And our Lord tries to say over and over again, yes, I come because I love you. I come because I love you. Every action of the Lord, every action of God is an act of love. And Christmas, the incarnation, God becoming man, is the supreme act of love that changed the universe. And it is surprising, is it not? Notice how in the gospel today with the announcement to the shepherds, there will be a Savior that has come into the world, and we're announcing it to you, this host of angels. But the angels have to say, this is the sign you are to look for. A baby wrapped in swaddling or poverty-ridden clothes, lying in a manger, in a place where animals eat. Right there is your God. Right there is your Savior. That is the sign you are to look for. If that's not surprising, I don't know what is. Our Lord comes just to be with us. It is an act of love, and it is so often surprising. My friends, if we take all those hints from 2,000 years ago and pull it in today, we realize that our Lord still wants to be with us. He still gives us acts of love, and it's still surprising. It breaks into our world as we, my brother and I, seemingly broke into this the world of Zachary and his life. My friends, the first way that the Lord can break into our life is through prayer. We should pray every day. To allow prayer opens our eyes to the fact that God loves us and allows us to see the miracles that will happen in our life. The Lord wants to give us joy and encouragement and peace, and perhaps the boost that allows us to endure suffering at a time when we think, I don't have any more to give, Lord. I can't do this. My friends, prayer has real power. And it's so surprising the way the Lord can enter our lives. Another incredible way, perhaps the most incredible way, the Lord can surprise us is what happens on this altar at every Mass. We know as Catholics that Jesus comes, his body and blood at every Mass, that the bread and the wine are transformed into the body and blood of Jesus. We may say, oh, Father, that's impossible. That's hard. How can he do that? Well, on this day, aren't we faced with another mystery? How could God become an infant child who chose to come in poverty and humility? My friends, we have that poverty and humility of the Eucharistic host here on this altar, and we also faced with the poverty of the infant child Jesus. And lastly, we recognize that we are surprised when we see that we can be instruments of God's love for one another. That perhaps someone comes up to us and gives us a word of encouragement, a word of love, and suddenly we're like, this was God in my life. And perhaps on the other side, we can go up to someone else and recognize, I was the hands and feet and words of Jesus to someone else. At the end of my conversation, my brothers and I, our conversation with Zachary, he kind of paused once again and said, a year ago, my mother died. And I thought, that was it. My life was over. I was without hope, so despairing. But about 3 months ago, I said one prayer. I said, God, if you're up there, if you can hear me, show me that you care for me. Show me that you still love me. And that you will be there when I need you. He turned to my brother and I and he pointed to us and said, you are the answer to that prayer. You are the ones who have convinced me that God is always there for me. That when I pray, He will answer. And right now is the most surprising way I could ever imagine. My friends, this Christmas, my prayer for you, for all of us, is that we would look for the miracles of God's love every day, tomorrow, as we enter into Christmas. Look for the miracles. He will break into our world if we let Him. We have to pray to see it, but He will break into our world. And what He can do is absolutely marvelous. So my friends, look for God. Look for what His love can do. For He came in a surprising way 2,000 years ago just to be with us. And He can come today in surprising ways of love just to be with us. My friends, Merry Christmas.